Track 8, Normal for Norfolk. Last month, we heard the first part of Stacia Briggs' tour of King's Lynn. Here is Neil again to read us the second part of the King's Lynn visit.
We continue our trip to King's Lynn in the west of the county. Last month, we heard of some spooky stories connecting with landmarks of this former port town, and today's offering is no different. We will hear about the Redmount Chapel and, amongst other locations, Devil's Alley, and a moon phase clock. Let's start with a stroll down ancient King Street. Numbers 28 to 32. Staff at a historic King's Lynn office are used to bumps and creaks in the night while working late. But spectral piano playing, ghostly New Year festivities, and the apparition of a young man in a military trench coat made several of them more than a little way of burning the midnight oil. Number 9. In the 70s, the ghost of an 18th century gentleman was seen by several different people in this building. The site of a medieval merchant's house, one visitor to the building, when it was a museum, spotted a man in a three-corner hat walking around with his hands behind his back. Purfleet Quay. The Purfleet was the town's principal anchorage for ships since medieval times, and was also the disembarkation point for British and continental pilgrims route to the Shrine of Our Lady of Walsingham in North Norfolk. A ghost is said to loiter in the area before screaming and throwing herself into the quay. She is said to be a woman who killed herself the day after she was married. Other ghostly screams in the area are attributed to fighting soldiers, and if these screams are heard, the water is said to turn red with blood. The moon phase clock on St Margaret's Church. On the south tower of the church is a tide clock, given by Thomas II in 1683, replacing the clock's normal numbers of 12 letters which spell out Lynn High Tide. The clock shows the phases of the moon and moves on 48 minutes a day in lunar time, and with a green dragon's tongue shows the time of the next high tide on the River Great Ouse. It was easily visible from the port and the river and was used by sailors and merchants. St Margaret's Church. This huge church boasts many treasures. A clock on the southwest tower shows the time of high tides. Flood markers show when Lynn has been underwater on the walls. Huge memorial brasses date from 1349. Look for the mill below Adam and Margaret Walsogan's feet and the peacock feast given to Edward III on Robert Braunch's brass. These are cheeky wooden seat carvings and a carved green man. Devil's Alley. Norfolk used to boast their devil's hoofprint in King's Lynn, said to be a remainder of his thwarted attempts to steal souls after arriving to the town by ship. Legend has it he was spotted by a priest, who cornered him in what is now known as Devil's Alley. Banishing him back to the netherworld with prayers and holy water, the infuriated devil stamped his foot in fury, and with such force that it left an imprint and reminder of the chaos he could wreak. Devil's Alley was once completely roofed like a tunnel and ran all the way to the quayside. It is said that rather than an imprint in the ground, the alley showed at its darkest point a queer cobble in the pavement shaped like a giant human foot. Redmount Chapel. This octagonal little building on the walk is a 15th century wayside chapel, which used to be part of the Walsingham pilgrimage route. It was used by soldiers in the Civil War, who left interesting graffiti in the interior. We shan't dwell on the content of the graffiti. Suffice it to say, it would rival anything one may encounter today. So there we leave King's Lynn after our brief journey. Perhaps you'd like to hear more about other towns in this fair county. Do let us know.